This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report produced on Monday, November 13th, 2017. I'm Marc Boulanger. The privatization of publicly owned and operated services means taking the commonwealth owned by the people of a country and giving it to corporations so the corporations can increase their profits. Unions can win battles against the privatization of individual services, but fighting the overall policy can be difficult. One of the strategies that can be used to fight government policy favoring privatization is to build coalitions of labor organizations and other civil society groups. An example of this working together has been initiated in Australia by the Global Union Public Services International. The PSI represents national public service unions at the world level. It brought together a number of Australian public employee unions and organized a people's inquiry into the effects of privatization. The inquiry's report was released in late October. Michael Waits is the PSI's sub-regional secretary for Oceania. He spoke at the release of the inquiry's report.
The report that's been launched is the product of many people who have a shared interest. A shared interest of valuing and recognising the importance of quality public services and the key role that they play in a just and fair society. Across the globe, though, we are seeing that a fair society, a just and fair society, is slipping from our grasp. The impacts of neoliberalism are deepening the gap between the haves and the have-nots, diminishing the role of accountability of governments, and undermining the democracy that we say we hold so dear. We need to reverse this trend. We need an alternative to neoliberalism, and it's PSI's hope that this inquiry and the resultant report will play a part in building the alternative. The idea of holding the People's Inquiry into privatisation was grown out of discussion with the Australian affiliates of PSI, being the ASU, the Australian Services Union, the Electrical Trades Union, CPSU, CPSU-SPSF, and the New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association, of whom I'm a member. Each of these unions are fighting instances of privatisation and are fighting hard, knowing that they can win individual battles. But if we're to stop privatisation as a policy approach, if we're to build an alternative to neoliberalism, then we need to build a broad coalition. And the purpose of holding the People's Inquiry to privatisation was to explore the personal impact of privatisation on our communities, to begin a discussion about the alternative, and to try and help build the alliance that we'll need to win.
One of the unions that participated in the People's Inquiry into privatisation was the Australian Services Union. I talked to its National Secretary, David Smith, at a recent PSI meeting in Geneva. I asked Mr. Smith about the inquiry.
Well, over the last 2 years, we've been in a situation where the government continues to want to privatise government-owned corporations in regards to energy and utility services, or the privatisation and contracting out of health services. So because of that, we felt that there was a specific need to do a people's inquiry. So we actually went and established a panel of experts that went around the country, and we took submissions from the public as well as unions and politicians in regards to the effects of privatisation on the community and how they felt about that privatisation, whether it should proceed or not.
What were some of the results of the study?
Well, it's pretty condemning to the government and their processes. Simply everyone was of the view that public services should remain in public hands, and that all the privatisation that had happened in Australia, particularly in the electricity industry, had resulted in consumers, as well as our members, being worse off in regards to prices and the delivery of service and the quality of service.
How has the push for privatisation affected your members?
Well, our members in, say, the energy sector in particular, at the moment the New South Wales government in Australia, which is one of the state governments, is privatising electricity network, or, well, they call it leasing out a 99-year lease, but it's the same as privatising. That particular impact at the moment's had a reduction in the privatisation where the government got their money and it was sold to superannuation funds, which is obviously one of our problems, but the end result has been a reduction of the labour force of approximately 40% and an increase in the cost of power to the consumer.
And that's it. International labour news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.